الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. سيدنا عبد الله بن سلام visited his brother سيدنا عثمان رحمة الله عليه, who was looking very happy and was saying, I was honored to behold the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream today. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me a container filled with water. I drank water to my fill and I still can feel its coolness. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam, how did you obtain this rank? He, rahmatullahi alayhi, replied, by virtue of reciting salawat ala nabi in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a summary of a hadith sharif that innamal a'malu binniyat, that actions are judged by intention. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a summary of a hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intention that one makes is the more blessings and rewards one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions. Let us make the intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to this silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever I hear the name of the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever I learn, I will do my level best to practice upon it. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will convey the message to the others as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated in a summary of a hadith that بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey my message even if it is only one ayah. Subhanallah. So make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever you learn today, you'll make amal, you'll practice upon it, and you'll teach it to the others as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Once again, marhaba, marhaba, welcome to this beautiful silsila that is called the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, we are discussing obedience towards the parents in accordance to our Islamic law, as we discussed in the previous silsilas, that Islam, the deen of Islam, emphasized on the importance of obedience towards the parents. And there are two types of hukuk. There are two types of rights. There are hukuk, there are rights that are referred to as hukukullah, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also we have hukukul ibad. And among hukukul ibad, we have rights of parents upon their children. We have hukuk, rights of children upon their parents. The religion of Islam is a universal religion. The religion of Islam is a beautiful religion that preaches the message of insaf, that preaches the message of al-adl, justice. Therefore, alhamdulillah, Islam left the door of hukuk, of rights of a human being upon another human being. Rights of a father towards the child, and rights of the child towards the father. Rights of the wife towards the husband, and rights of the husband towards the wife. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of the deen of Islam. This is the beauty of the religion of Islam. But alhamdulillah, the Islam has granted the wife her rights. Islam has granted the husband her rights. Islam has granted children their rights. Islam has granted parents their rights. And the hukuk, the rights of a servant upon another servant, we will have to answer in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding this hukuk. If you take away the rights of anyone on the day of Qiyamah, you will have to answer in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in a narration, since inshallah we are going to be discussing the hukuk, the rights of a child upon the parents. For alhamdulillah, among the rights, among the hukuk, among the rights of parents towards their children, is that children must be obedient towards the parents. And your obedience towards your parents should only and only be for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if your parents are pleased with you, then Allah Azza wa Jal will also be pleased with you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, that the pleasure of the parents is indeed the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated in a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari, whereby Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that qala sa'altu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud states that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah. I said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which actions are the most beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Because the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they always wanted to please Allah Azza wa Jal. They wanted to perform good deeds that were beloved to Allah, so that Allah Azza wa Jal would be pleased with them. They lived their entire lives trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal praises them in the Quran Majid, that they are pleased with Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with them. So they wanted to know which deeds were beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. They wanted to perform deeds that Allah Azza wa Jal would love. And by doing so, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal would elevate them in ranks. Allah Azza wa Jal would elevate their maqam and status. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that I inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah, which actions are the most beloved actions in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, qala as-salatu ala waqtiha, salah at its time, subhanallah, meaning punctuality of salah. This is the most beloved action. Allah Azza wa Jal loves that servant who, when he hears the call of salah, he performs his salah at its time. Allah Azza wa Jal loves that servant who is punctual towards salah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the most beloved action is salah at its time. And the second action, the second deed that is the most beloved deed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, qala, the companion inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after salah, thumma ayyu, after salah, which action is the most beloved action? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, thumma birrul walidain, the second action is birrul walidain, to be good towards the parents. Subhanallah. It is narrated in one other narration that a person comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and this person says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنِّي أَصَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَهَلِّي تَوْبَةً. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have committed a sin. I have committed a guna. Is there any way that Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do you have a mother? Allahu Akbar. Do you have a mother? The man replied and said, qala la. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my mother has passed away. I have no mother, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, qala, hal laka min khalatin? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do you have a khala? Do you have an aunt? The person replied and said, na'am, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have my khala, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, go and be good towards her. Subhanallah. Meaning, if you go and serve your khala, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, so even by making khidmat and serving our parents, Allah, the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal will also forgive our sins. And also, the right of the parents, or the right of the children towards the parents, is not only limited or confined to while your parents are alive in this dunya, but rather even after your parents pass away, your parents still have their rights upon you. After your parents pass away, their rights upon you is that you should still make dua for them. After your parents pass away, you should still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. You should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate their maqam and status. It is narrated in a narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a companion, comes and he inquires from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my mother has passed away. Therefore, is there any good that I can still do for her? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said that yes, you should ask the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive her. So, dear listeners and viewers of Qadri Channel, even after our parents pass away, we should continue saving and fulfilling their huquq. As you know, in Arabic they say, لا يتوقف بر الوالدين على حياتهما بل ينبغي أن يكون ذلك بعد مماتهما. They say that it is respect and service and obedience towards parents, being good towards the parents, the huquq and the rights of the parents is not only limited to the time that they are alive, but rather even after their demise from this world, you still have to continue serving them. It is narrated that the companion says that بينما أنا جالس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, a companion by the name of Abi Usaid رضي الله تعالى عنه says that when we were seated with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذ جاءه رجل من الأنصار, when a man from the Ansar came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, after my parents pass away, is there any good deed that I can do on their behalf? Is there any good that I can do for them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said that na'am, yes, khisalun arba'atun, there are four things that you can do for your parents even after they pass away. Among them is as-salatu alayhima, meaning الدعاء, meaning you must make dua for them. And the second thing is والاستغفار لهما, you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. You must fulfill their promises. وإكرام صديقهما, you must honor and respect your father's friends. And also, you should keep family ties. And also in one narration, it is stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطُعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that when a human being dies, all his actions are cut. Meaning when a person dies, he can no longer perform salah. When a person dies, he can no longer fast in the month of Ramadan. All his actions are cut. Besides three actions, and among the three actions is, if the person left a pious child behind, and that pious child makes dua for his parents. By that pious child making dua for his parents, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate the maqam and status of the parent. So dear listeners and viewers of Qadri Channel, the huquq of the parents, among the rights of the parents is that after their physical, after they pass away, after they make parda from this world, after they die, you have to make dua for them. You have to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive them. And while your parents are alive, you have to be good towards them. When your parents are alive, you have to be obedient towards them. When your parents are alive, you have to be caring towards them. And all these actions should be done only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.